More Idaho Matters right now. The upcoming Broadway and Boise season is going to have something for everyone. And Laura Kendall, the executive director of the Morrison Center, is joining us live today to talk more about this year's season, as well as the Morrison Center marking its 40th anniversary. Laura, it's really nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Gemma. It's great to be with you.
Okay, so you have a really packed season coming up. So let's start with the season opener and tell us about this play in particular.
Absolutely. So we are so excited to have incredible shows this season. The first one is called Hadestown, and it's a Tony Award winner, still playing on Broadway. So you're getting you don't even have to go to New York City to see the show. It's coming right here to your backyard. And it's a really fascinating, beautiful show based on the story of Orpheus and Eurydice, if you remember that Greek tragedy from long ago. But it's set to a contemporary sound. So you'll hear blues and jazz and pop music. It's got this really fabulous score and a beautiful story. And it's just told in a really unique way. It's one of my very favorite Broadway shows.
Okay, so then after that, if you came of age in the early 2000s, and you probably saw the movie that was based on a book, and now is a play, and this is Mean Girls. Okay, so I actually just rewatched the movie a little while ago, so it's pretty funny. But for folks who aren't familiar, tell us about this.
Oh my gosh, Mean Girls. I know. Actually, Gemma, I think when I very first met you when I got to town, this was on your list of shows. You're like, when are you bringing Mean Girls?
So, yeah, totally.
This has been on our list for a long time, so we're thrilled to have it. And it's, of course, written by Tina Fey, based on the movie, about high school girls. But it's super fun. You know, you've got the mean girls, also known as the plastics, and the new girl in school. And so it's just a way for them to all kind of come together. They're sort of frenemies, but it all works out in the end. And it's just funny and delightful, a really great, great show. So if you're curious, go check out the movie and then definitely come see the musical in March.
It really, I mean, honestly, it really is a good movie. I mean, truly. Okay. Then next is To Kill a Mockingbird. And I have to tell you, so it's interesting. We have a copy in our house right now. My husband's rereading To Kill a Mockingbird because I remember reading this in AP English in ninth grade and it going over my head and thinking it was the most horrible book ever. And then at 29 years old, I picked up a copy and I read it. And I remember looking at my mom and being like, this is one of the most amazing books. Why do they make 14-year-olds read it? And, but truly it is to see this on stage, I think must be really pretty profound.
Oh, it will give you goosebumps. It is the story, Harper Lee's story that we've all read at some point in school, I'm sure. But what's really lovely about this particular production is Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin sort of refreshed it. And so the story is so beautifully told. The cast is phenomenal. It's so moving. It's so important to see it on stage. As a community, being able to view this important work, I think we're really proud of it. We don't bring plays very often, right? Mostly musicals tour. Mm-hmm. So to get a chance to have this on our stage, we're just thrilled that it's coming, and it'll be on our season in June. So make sure you mark your calendars. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, if you have maybe tweens or teens, what a great way to introduce them to this, I mean, to this classic. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then finally, do you want me to just jump into the last one?
Okay. So the last one, I mean, Frozen, are you kidding? This is, you're going to have little kids everywhere. Are you prepared for this?
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. I mean, this is Disney's Frozen. We are ready. We are 100% ready. To hear Let It Go forever, to be stuck in our heads. But this stage show, of course, it's Disney. So it is a beautifully crafted, magical show for the stage. I think if you haven't seen a musical before, this is a great one. It's a great introduction to bring young people to. But I'll tell you what, I watched it, you know, with my husband, just the two of us, and we loved it. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's really creative in how they're telling the story and bringing to life Olaf and all of the fun characters. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait to bring it. What's really exciting is we get it for a full week too. So lots of folks will be able to check it out.
Well, and I have to tell you, I agree with you. I think Disney just does really phenomenal things when it comes to musicals. I mean, I've seen The Lion King a couple of times. I mean, we took our kids when it came to Broadway in Boise a few years back, but my husband and I saw it by ourselves before then. And there is just something magical, I think, when Disney brings these, you know, these animations actually to life on stage.
Yeah, they do it in usually just such creative, visually stunning ways. I mean, it is theater magic. Lion King, Frozen, we're bringing Aladdin or closing this season. So it'll be here in a few months. And we just know it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then you have a one night showing of My Fair Lady.
Yes, Gemma. So this has been truly a gift because for our 40th anniversary, we are bringing a touring production of the very first show that was on our stage.
So oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's a really cool way, to introduce people to the Morrison Center. And certainly if you were around in 1984, you probably remember My Fair Lady. And it's the classic, you know, show. This one came, is coming directly from the Lincoln Center in New York City. Director Bartlett Sher. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's got all the classic songs that you know and love. You know, The Rain in Spain, all of it.
I was going to say, The Rain in Spain stays mainly in the plane.
You got it. That's right. So we'll all get to be Eliza Doolittle and have a great night in the theater. It's only one night, and I'll tell you why. This is an add-on for our season, and we're pretty sure it will sell out. But we are the first stop, actually, before it goes on tour. So they're going to put the show up on it on our stage with our wonderful, incredible production crew. So they're going to be bringing all the elements together. Costumes, cast, set, light designs are going to be building it on our stage and then do one night as kind of a preview. So everybody will get to see it here in Boise before it launches its actual tour in Salt Lake City. So we think that's
Wow.
Yeah. So that's okay,
November 8th. Okay. I only have about 2 minutes left with you. So let's talk tickets because how do folks get tickets? But I'm assuming too, are season tickets a possibility for people?
100%. And they go on sale tomorrow. So be sure to, if you want to get the email, you can sign up to our email list at morrisoncenter.com and you'll get that email that says, join now, become one of our subscribers. There's all sorts of perks that we have if you're a subscriber. And then single tickets will go on sale as we get closer to the season. So if there's a few shows that you just want to make sure you get a chance to see, get on our emailing list. That's the best way to find out about all the good stuff happening.
Well, I love when you come out with what's playing, and we are so lucky, I think, to have not just the Morrison Center, but Broadway and Boise to have these productions come here. So, instead of having to fly to a big major city, it really is such a treat. So, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Laura Kendall. She is the executive director of the Morrison Center. Talking about this year's upcoming Broadway and Boise season, as you heard, season tickets go on sale tomorrow. So if that is something you're interested in, be sure to do that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast and its latest series, Taking Cover.